And John, what sort of impacts have coronavirus had on tourism in Niagara Falls?
Well, just the most immediate, of course, is international, most of it being from China and some of the Asian countries. We've seen immediate impact from this virus. That was expected. I think that will continue until we see, of course, the virus subside or until the hysteria and everything calms down. And other than that, because we are in a slower season, we haven't seen a huge impact because we're not a business destination or a business, you know, centric type destination like Buffalo or a more metropolitan city. And so right now, being in a slower season is good for us because we're not in the high season. Hoping this does subside before it makes a big impact on our spring and summer and fall seasons.
John, have you ever seen anything like this in your time here?
Well, I've been here quite a while. I've been in Niagara Falls 21 years doing this destination marketing and have, you know, seen quite a few things, SARS and Ebola and the economic crisis and 9/11 and a number of crises. This one, you know, I think if you had to really compare, would probably be like SARS or the bird flu. But this seems to be just maybe slightly different because I think there's so many unknowns with the virus itself. You know, the incubation period, contamination period, whatever factors surround it are a little more unknown. So I think we're all, you know, in an unknown period, even those other viruses were unknown, but there was a little more specifics to them.
What long-term impact could you see on tourism and the economy as a result of the coronavirus?
Well, I think what people are realizing is that travel and tourism is bigger in the overall economic vitality of our country and the world. You know, I think people are seeing how they are truly impacted by travel and tourism and hospitality. Long term, it all depends on how large this becomes. That when this subsides, you know, all those factors are hard to project, and so we don't know the long term implications. I do know that when we've looked back on historical data in the last couple of days. When there was SARS and the 9/11 and the economic downturn in 08 and 09, that we saw immediate drop in rates and hotel rates. And so with that, there's an immediate drop, but there is a 24 to 37 month return for those rates to the same rate 12 months ago. So, you know, it is going to have a negative impact. Down the road on the airline industry, our hotel industry, on restaurants. I mean, the trickle down is significant, unfortunately, in our industry, because if a hotel doesn't have guests, a linen company that does the cleaning of all their linens is impacted. So the impact can be severe. Again, we just hope and pray for this to subside as quickly as possible because that will determine how much of an impact this will be in the long term.
Anything else I've left out of you care to add?
You know, I think we're keeping our finger on the pulse. We have our advertising campaign up and running right now. People have said you should pull advertising. You know, we are not pulling advertising. We're keeping our finger on the pulse. We're looking at national data and speaking to our trade associations. You know, really just trying to monitor on a day-to-day basis, but our campaign is up and running, and people are engaging with that campaign. So as long as we see that, because we're in a digital formats or channels, that can be changed at a moment's notice. So, you know, we're promoting and selling as if, you know, and we are open for business. And so it's important that continues because I think those that are in the forefront or advertising during a time of crisis will rebound easier and quicker than those that were not. And so we are staying true to our campaigns and moving forward, hoping that, again, this subsides.